segments, and one of the P1's favorite segments is the Troy Aikman interview. You know, Troy's one of the guys who has made the transition very, very well from an athlete to broadcaster. And he does it because he's so personable, he's knowledgeable, and he's funny, and he's just likable. Troy is just likable. And so we do these segments with him, and he's a hero in this town. So we started doing this Getting Real with Troy Aikman, I think just kind of as a lark or something, right? Mm-hmm. Just 1 week we started doing this. And it was great to hear Troy laugh and talk about, I don't know, what his favorite pickup truck is or what his favorite song was when he was a kid, whatever we ask him. And so today, for those who did not hear the Getting Real with Troy Aikman, I asked him a couple questions, and he had a response that sounded like he was mad. And we've debated among the three of us whether he was, you know, just busting balls, you know, just kind of that giving back, you know, because it's funny when he, you know, insults me or says something, you know, Gordo, I can't believe you're still employed. You know, he makes jokes like that, which is fine. It's funny. But today, I think he was serious. George, you think that maybe he was just kidding and it wasn't as
tense? Yeah, I think he was just returning some fire to you because you give him a lot of fire. And he was just, you know, firing back. And, no, I don't think he's that ticked.
See, and I'm afraid that he is. And that makes me feel horrible because I love Troy Aikman. I love the guy. He's always been very nice to me. He's always been very gracious. You know, I had him on the a show that I used to do for Channel 8, and he was great on that. He's just always been very nice to me, and it's so awkward, and it always feels so weird when you feel like you've ticked off one of your heroes. And not only just on that personal level, but also, you know, the P1s love Troy. They don't want to hear any tension between Troy and the Musers. And so I'm hoping you're right, Giorgio. I'm hoping that was just being playful, but I don't know, man. I just feel horrible about it.
You know, I think because your questions had to do with Joe Buck, and you ask a lot of Joe Buck questions, and the way social media is today, if Troy jokingly responds to one of your joking questions about him not liking Joe Buck.
Mm-hmm.
I think Troy knows because he, like any public person, has gotten burned by social media before. I think he probably is to a point where, man, if I go along with this,
yeah,
then there's going to be a firestorm on Twitter or Facebook saying Troy Aikman doesn't like Joe Buck. And then he's going to have to put out that fire. And I think that's probably today why he just thought, okay, enough of this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do this anymore.
Right. Yeah, I think that there's something to that. You know, and I think Troy knows, because Troy listens to the show. I think he knows that we love Joe Buck, right?
Sure.
I mean, we all talk that we love Joe Buck and he's funny and all that, but we're always playful about Joe Buck. The way Joe Buck is playful about Joe Buck.
Right.
But yeah, maybe he just, it was one question too far. Maybe it was something in the wording of it that seemed strange to him. But so to answer the P1's questions, because Twitter is going nuts over this. Good Lord. People are tweeting about it. But we don't know the answer to it. We don't know what
we do
Troy
think,
was thinking.
We do think that Getting Real with Troy Aikman next week may be suspended.
Maybe sponsorship.
We'll talk NFC Championship and Super Bowl with him and Cowboys stuff, but Gordo's portion of the segment may be temporarily halted.
Uh-huh. Now, I didn't think that those questions were any different than any of the other ones that we had done.
No, but you do have an amazing ability to tick people off from time to time. And it's an ability that you've carried through the years, and it does seem on the surface to be, well, he's just playing, but then...
Yeah, but
sometimes it's not the first time a sword has been drawn on you.
Well, I know Nasty Nestor, for sure. but not usually friends of the show. I mean, that's happened very rarely. I remember Cheech Marin, that was
Cheech
one.
Cheech Marin hung up on you. Norm threatened to kill you.
Well, that was over
Rich
gambling.
Phillips wanted to shoot you. And
well,
there's been a number
list
of occasions where your playfulness has not been taken as such.
Right.
And someone takes offense.
Your
to
own
it.
Dad told you someday someone's going to pull a knife on you.
Yeah.
That, I may have misattributed that to my dad. Yeah, but okay, but all right, talk with me here on this. So what did you hear? Like, did it not surprise you? I mean, like, I was
no.
shocked. I was like, whoa, wait a second, really? Okay.
It didn't surprise
me. I didn't read that right. So you would have predicted that would have been his reaction.
I don't know if I would have predicted it, but, I mean, and we've done the show with Troy for how long now?
15 years?
A long time. We always seem to bow at the altar of Troy, and you never really have. And that's what makes getting real with Troy great, is that, you know, it's questions that probably we wouldn't think of. But at the same time, I know that there's always that possibility that if you push hard enough that you may get a return rock throw.
Well, I'm fine with return rock throws.
Yeah, but I mean, but it may be.
But
may
it may
not
be
take
serious. You're saying like a serious.
Yeah, I mean, he may not take it the way you do. Yeah. And yeah,
well,
Troy is
horrible.
Troy has a great sense of humor. He's very personal. All those things you said. But sometimes, you know, just like he was in the huddle, hey, it's enough of that. Let's play football.
Right.
Yeah. Which, that's fine. I'm trying to sort it
and
out.
And if you're asking if we were surprised, I would say nothing ever surprises me in any way anybody might respond to you.
Right.
Really and truly.
Really yeah. and truly, yeah.
Wow.
And he's
all
not
right.
joking.
Well, I think that means
and that's not
doing my job correctly.
No, and I don't mean that as a shot. I just mean that you are a unique person and you have a unique sense of humor and a unique line of questioning. When you do an interview, that's why I think people were stunned yesterday, because you played it fairly straight during the Kevin Costner interview.
Mm-hmm.
And people did not expect that. So I think because you usually deliver the unexpected, then I always expect the unexpected in a response from someone you're interviewing or whoever it may be.
Yeah, but isn't the see, to me, it seems like, and this is why I say I'm not doing my job right, if I'm usually you're supposed to ask something that sounds like it's pushing the envelope, but you know that, you know, it's playful. They can see your face when you're right in front of them, and they know the spirit in which it's said. And your job is to appear more dangerous than you actually are.
Yeah, and this
apparently was more dangerous than I thought it was.
Yeah, I mean, you're dealing with human beings, and every person is different in how they.
And you never know what mood you catch
right,
in that day, and
right.
what's going on. Yeah,
but if you're professionally going to live on that edge where you are pushing the envelope, then I think that's when you do expect the unexpected to come back at you.
I know, but I never expect the unexpected. I really don't, and so it always really throws me. So then you got to have the whole day you're sitting there feeling like crap about it the whole day. So, yeah, so I guess we didn't really settle anything, but just to let the P1s know that we're at least addressing it, you know?
And I really don't think, for anyone who's concerned, whether it's you or a P1, I don't think it's as bad as it sounded.
Because
sometimes that can happen, too. If you just have and it may have been Troy trying to think of his response. It may have been the fact that we're on remote. And there's
a
slight
delay.
1 second delay.
Yeah.
So, you know. And Troy is such a good dude. I don't think he'll think about it by tomorrow. So.
But you know what bothers me almost the most about it is that, you know, he said, you know, I put up with this. And that makes it sound like he's never liked it. And it sounded like he loved sharing his pancake recipe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was
right.
That was a great little nugget, because people like seeing into Troy's life.
Mm-hmm.
They like seeing, you know, the non-football Troy Aikman who's fixing pancakes, and hey, you got to try this recipe. It's really freaking good. That kind of thing.
You think the Twitter bombardment of that, though, works the other way?
Yes.
What is that?
Well, you had P1s asking for different recipes. Now, he probably gets a little
Everyone's
beat.
A comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what Junior's bringing up, is it's not just us talking to him. There's a lot of Twitter chatter afterwards that may color what he just heard from us.
Plus, you had the Sports Illustrated interview yesterday that came out that dug up a lot of old stuff that Troy's had to deal with, and
now when you go on any news site this morning, there's the story about Troy and Bayless, and he's probably, you know, to a point, he's so high profile, he's probably to a point where he wakes up and sees that and thinks, man, I got to deal with this again. 20 years after the fact, Skip Bayless makes something up, and now here it is again, and I got to deal with this. So, you know, he may not be in the greatest mindset this morning and having to deal with firestorms on social media.
Right. Well, then I hope he heard our segment at 6:30 when we called for Mayor Mike Rawlings to rescind his honorary mayorship of Skip Bayless, because we certainly have negative opinions about Skip Bayless. So, yeah, so I don't know anything else to say on it. I got to send, you know, I want to contact Troy. And
we do know that it's the front runner for emergency brake.
Oh,
yeah, congratulations
God,
on that. I think you got a shoe-in
tomorrow
morning.
I think we got a landslide shaping up for tomorrow morning. Unbelievable. So, anyway, that's what the controversy that we wanted to address there. And so we're out here.